I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel said Monday it had terminated the agreement facilitating the work of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the main aid provider in Gaza, in what appeared to be a step to implement legislation passed last month that would sever ties with the agency and prevent it from operating in Israel. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Israel says the agency known as UNRWA has been infiltrated by Hamas. UNRWA denies the allegations, and it says it's taking measures to ensure its neutrality. On Sunday, Israel said its troops had carried out a ground raid into Syria to seize a Syrian it accuses of working with Iran. It was the first time in the current war that Israel announced its troops operated in Syrian territory. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris made her closing pitch for the U.S. presidency at an historic black church and to Arab Americans in Battleground, Michigan, Sunday, while her Republican rival, former President Donald Trump, embraced violent rhetoric at a rally in Pennsylvania. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
In Pennsylvania, where Trump survived an assassination attempt in July, the former president on Sunday frequently abandoned his teleprompter with off-the-cuff remarks. At one point, he complained about gaps in the bulletproof glass surrounding him and mused that an assassin would have to shoot through the news media to hit him.
And to get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news, and I don't mind that so much.
Meanwhile, Harris on Sunday was in the swing state of Michigan. She first spoke to parishioners at a historically black church in Detroit before heading on to a rally in East Lansing. Data from the University of Florida's election lab showed that more than 78 million Americans have already voted early. That's nearly half of the total votes that were cast in 2020, in which U.S. voter turnout was the highest in more than a century.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, held talks Monday with his South Korean counterpart, Cho Tae-yul, in Seoul, amid growing concerns over the dispatch of North Korean troops to Russia for its war with Ukraine. The first such strategic dialogue meeting between the EU and South Korea comes as Washington and Seoul have been sounding the alarm about the deployment of North Korean troops to Russia. Cho said their meeting comes at a critical time.
The deepening military cooperation between North Korea and Russia poses a serious threat to the security of Europe, in the Pacific, and indeed the world at large. This strategic dialogue, therefore, offers a timely and crucial platform for us to further coordinate our responses to such great challenges.
Borrell said the fact North Korean soldiers are poised to fight in a war on the borders of Europe makes their dialogue all the more crucial. The top EU diplomat arrived in South Korea after a trip to Japan and a visit to the heavily fortified demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say there may be good news regarding the Mpox outbreak in the country. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Mpox cases in Congo appear to be stabilizing, according to health officials. It may be a possible sign that the main epidemic, for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August, might be on the decline. In recent weeks, Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed Mpox cases every week, according to the WHO. That's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. The decline is also apparent in Kamituga, the mining city in the eastern part of Congo, where the new, more infectious variant of Mpox first emerged. I'm Karen Chamas.
A giant of the music industry, Quincy Jones, died late Sunday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Roots in 1977. And The Color Purple in 1986. Just two soundtracks from the multi-talented Quincy Jones, who died Sunday night at his home in Los Angeles at the age of 91. Jones's vast legacy ranged from producing Michael Jackson's Thriller album to collaborating with Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, and hundreds of other recording artists. His family released a statement saying, "Although this is an incredible loss for our family, we celebrate the great life that he lived and know there will never be another like him." Quincy Jones, dead at 91. I'm Donna Warder.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.